You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Why? Because the believer exists on the plan of God, not on the will of men. So you must say to yourself, let's go over to the other side. And then it says, when he sent away the multitude, he gets into the ship. And there was a lot of other little ships with him. Now, these other ships have not been told by Jesus to come to the other side. What does that mean? That anytime you make up your mind to move forward, there's always what I call hangers on. People who want a whiff of success, and they figure they can go along with you to get it. Like Judas. Judas was a hangers on. Judas went with Jesus as long as he felt he could get something from it. But when Jesus starts talking about taking up crosses, denying yourself, loving your enemies, Judas said, No, we ain't doing this. Judas said, I thought this man was going to use his power to overthrow the Roman government. And Jesus said, I didn't come to do that. I came to isolate those that are mine, fill them with the mind of God, help them live a contrary life to the world so that they can be victorious when the world is going down. Judas said, I want it now. Like Judas was an early prosperity man. I want it now. Jesus said, you can't have it now. What you can have now is enough to support you and maybe bless some other people. But the bulk of what you're going to get will come when you get to heaven. You see, God is not as wrapped up in now because he knows eternity is coming. You hear me? So why struggle so much to get now when you're going to have eternity? That's why the Bible says, yes, he will bless us now, but he also says in the world to come. So where must we focus? He said, let's go to the other side. Other little ships are there. Well, Jesus didn't have the mind to turn these other little ships away, just like you and I do not want to get rid of people who are hanging on. Because we have compassion and love, and we say, okay, just come. Even though they are pulling us down. See, God said that we should not be unequally yoked. That is not just for a sin. Don't be unequally yoked. Don't hang around people who don't want to go anywhere. Now, I'll still go visit my buddies in my old neighborhood because I love them dearly, but I don't stay long. Just a couple of hours to tap into, hey, how you doing? And, you know, and I make sure I look good. I make sure I'm representing the kingdom. I don't want to go down there and look like them. So they'll say, well, you've been gone all these years and you aren't no different. No, I want to go back not to pontificate, but I want to say, you know, if you follow my God, you'll see he'll raise your God. Now listen carefully because this is going to take some time. I'm not a novice. I know that I'm not going to give you one message and the Holy Spirit is going to come in and you're going to walk out of here with a mindset. No, this is going to take some time because first, you have to convince yourself that your current way of thinking is wrong. And that takes time and honesty to say, you know what? I've been kind of foolish here. I've been believing this when I should believe that. And it takes time. Change takes time. Paul calls it metamorpho, a slow, deliberate transformation. You don't get saved and walk out with all the principles of God, you know, just planted on your mind. It takes time. It takes time. So there's these ships that are hanging around Jesus. And God says, well, these guys aren't going where Jesus is going, so let me send a storm. And I believe that when the storm came, the little ships couldn't handle the storm. So there are troubles that come into our lives that are designed to strip certain people away. Here's my word of advice. Let them go. Because if they stay with you, they will narrow your thinking and you won't think in a great way. You'll be thinking in a mediocre way. And I don't know about you, but I don't want mediocrity in my life anymore. I want excellence. I spent 10 years learning the Italian language until I could become fluent in that language. And my daughter would say to me, she would say, "Dad, you need conversation." And I say, "Well, it's hard." So I would always try to find, you know, Italian people that I could talk with. I would go to certain stores and I would ask the people if they spoke Italian. I would just hang out. You know, I would go to tailor shops and different places to do that. Why? Because the more I talked, the more I could understand and learn, and I'd get better. I'd become more proficient. So my daughter said to me, she said, "Dad, they have these groups of people who get together, and they just, they're Italian-speaking groups." And so she convinced me to connect with one. So every week, they send me an email as to where they're meeting. And they just sit around and talk to each other in Italian. And I have yet to go. But every time I want to go, there's always something that comes up. But I have yet to go. But I am anticipating and looking forward to the opportunity to go and just sit with people from the time you get in there. And for 2 hours, you just talk Italian. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, what a great training tool that is to be around fellow Italians or Italian talkers. I know I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb, but to be around everyone in that room who speaks Italian, what motivation is that? Well, where do you want to go in your life, and how many people in your circle want to go there? You know how demoralizing it is for you to want great things from God, but you keep associating with people who don't want to go anywhere? And you're afraid to cut them loose because you don't want to lose your hood rep. "Oh, you think you're better than me." No, I don't think I'm better than you. I'm just going somewhere else. Listen carefully. I don't want to be down anymore. You understand? People say, "Oh, you down." I don't want to be down anymore. I don't want to be referred to in those old colloquialisms. Why? I have a different mindset of life. If everyone else in the world is realizing their dreams, then why aren't I? Why am I sitting along the side of the road like Bartimaeus and screaming for attention when the Lord is living inside of me? Let me tell you why. It is not the devil. It is who you have around you. Now, when you make up your mind to go somewhere else, you will find that a lot of people will not have the motivation to go, so they will demonize you for going. "Oh, you think you're something. Oh, you think you're better than us. Oh, you bougie," and all that. Tell them to spell bougie next time they say it. If you can't spell it, don't say it. And so here's what's happened in the body of Christ. I am sure that those of you who watch television ministers, I am sure you look at these individuals and then they pan the audience and you see thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people just sitting there listening without all of the demonstration that we have. The preacher isn't even breaking out in a sweat. He's just standing there or sitting down, or she's just sitting on some high chair teaching principles that you have heard all of your Christian life with the extra sweat and all the extra, you know, volume that's so much a part of our worship, and yet nothing's changing for you. It's the same gospel. The founder of TBN stood on the same promises as the person who's running the delicatessen. But here's what happens. I will guarantee you the person with the delicatessen didn't have folks around him thinking about owning a chain of delicatessens. We are limited by our associations. It is not God that's limiting us. It is our associations. We are limited because we have people in our lives who don't think further than crossing the street. When God wants us to think about boulevards, we're thinking about pavements. Tell somebody, let's go to the other side. Now, this is an interesting story because the storm comes. So that tells us that when we make up our mind to move, tell somebody, make up your mind to move. Now, I remember when I used to live in an area of North Philadelphia, and one day my mother came home from work, and she was drenched from head to toe. And I said, Mama, what happened to you? She had taken the 33 bus, and as the bus turned up 21st Street, it turned and went through the Norris Street area, and somebody threw a water balloon at the bus, and it hit my mom. Well, she was at the door in her white nurse's uniform, drenched from head to toe, and she said these words. I will never forget it. She said, it's time to move. Now, all this time when she was on that bus, and they had been throwing water balloons, because I threw water balloons. Once it crossed Susquehanna Avenue, I threw a water balloon. Hey, shoot me. Okay, I threw water balloons at the 33 and the 39. We did that, okay? Not like now. We didn't shoot nobody. We threw water balloons. But she made that statement. She said, it's time to move. Now, brothers and sisters, she didn't move next door. In fact, our move was so secret, we didn't even know where we were going. When she finally had the realtor bring us to the house, I had no idea where Forest Avenue was. I didn't know there was a Philadelphia north of Hunting Park. We driving all the way up. I'm looking around like, oh my gosh. Look, these houses are clean. Oh my goodness. And we did not know. We went way from 19121 to 19138. We skipped over zip codes. From North Philadelphia all the way to West Oak Lane. Had no idea. Never rode a trolley in my life. Just buses. Now we're on a trolley. Didn't even know there was a subway on Broad Street. I just thought that was a place where you went to the bathroom on your way to the uptown. Never been. I was a 33 man. Catch the 33 at 22nd and Susquehanna, take it downtown, get back on the 33 and get off at 21st. I didn't know about all that stuff. When she made the decision to move, it opened up a whole world to us. When you make the decision to go to the other side, God, listen. God can show you who he is when you decide. Listen, whoa, let me calm down. I said I wasn't going to do this. Huh? Yeah, listen. It says that when the storm hit, listen to this. Woo! This is dynamic. There's an element of God, an element of Jesus they did not know. Why? Because they had never encountered a storm. And storms only come when you want to change. Storms only come when you want to move. Now, Jesus is on the boat, but the Bible said he's asleep. Ooh, ask your neighbor, is Jesus asleep in your boat? Now watch. Let's read the text. In verse 38, it says that Jesus, it even says he was in the hinder part. He was in the back. He wasn't up in the bow. He was in the stern. And he was curled up on a pillow. And when the storm hit, they awake him and said, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? That's us. Whenever trouble hits us, first word out of our mouth, I don't know why God let me go through this. He don't love me no more. See, that's generational talk. You've been programmed to ask that supercilious question to God. You bring these things to God, which are a direct result of the slave mind. You are so used to humans taking care of you. That's why we got upset when Donald Trump was elected. But I did not care. I didn't care who was elected, Donald or Hillary, because my Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 that I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he directs it. Listen, Jesus is asleep, but at least he's on board. That means I may not be perfect, but at least I'm saved. And if I'm saved, God is responsible for me. And if God is responsible for me, according to Jeremiah 29, God has a plan. You got to tell God, work the plan. Hey, glory. I don't know. Listen. I told you I was watching this old house, and so when they start the rebuilding, Tom Silver comes in. He's got this big set of blueprints at this one house they're doing up in North Boston. And so he's doing this house. He's got this set of prints. Now, what are the prints called? Plans. Amen. Now, all good plans give you the architectural rendering as to how it should look. When you walk out into that foyer, you see our plan. But you don't see the prints. You see where we want to go, but you don't see how we're going to get there. Now, the homeowner comes in and looks at the rendering and says, that's what I want. But they don't show the homeowner what type of two-bys they're going to use. Will it be Douglas fir or hemlock? They don't show them all of that because you don't need to know. And God is saying, my plan for you is to prosper you. Now, you don't need to know all the nuances of it. All you need to know is I'm going to prosper you. Now, see, you ought to be comfortable in knowing that whatever I'm going through, it's in the plan. You got to learn to discipline yourself and say, it's in the plan. Whatever I'm going through is in the plan. Oh, whatever happens in my life is in the plan. And because it's in the plan, God will give you the grace to go through it because it's in the plan. Hallelujah. Now, the plan requires us getting engineers to determine if the ground is suitable to build it on. Now, if the engineers that we contracted had come here and found out that the bedrock wasn't strong enough to support the building, then we would have had to take that plan to another location. Are you hearing me? When God says, I have a plan for you, but I can't work it where you are, I got to move you to the other side. I can't make you what I need you to be right here because you got too much stuff in your life and too many people who are contrary, so I'm going to use the storm. Some storms could be you losing that job, you losing that friend, that person walks away from you, that relationship you thought would be there forever is no longer there. God said, it's all right, it's in my plan. And brothers and sisters, you and I must discipline ourselves to say, it's in the plan. Though these people were my buddies, though they were my friend, they walked away. It's in the plan. I'm not losing sleep over it, because if God gives me a minus, he's got a positive down the road. And whatever he takes away, I've got something better coming my way. It's in the plan. Hallelujah! Now, you got to start thinking differently. You hear me? Because you can't look your best till you start thinking differently. Y'all don't hear me. Now, bear with me in my folly, and indeed bear with me. I have on a decorative tie that has pink and blue and dark colors, and it's decorative. My shirt has little checks on it of 3 or 4 different colors. It's a pattern on my shirt. My pocket square has a pattern with a color that's picked up in my tie. Are you hearing me? You see, now let me ask you this question. Bear with me in my folly. Don't it look good? All right, now listen. Don't get carried away now. Just hear my point. 30 years ago, you would not mix patterns. Sister Lambert keeps, she's still looking at the old GQ where you wore one color. She would tell me, you don't wear plaids and stripes together. And I would say to her, that's old thinking. Let's go to the other side. Are you hearing me? Now, glory to God, doesn't matter if there is different stripes or patterns, as long as there's the same color inside. Lord, help me. What is Jesus saying? It don't matter where I take you, as long as I'm on your boat.
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, Time to Go and To My Blessing, or the program number 06419A. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. invites you to three nights of discussions that will empower you to grow closer with the Lord and fulfill God's plan for your life. It's happening Wednesday, July 17th, Thursday, July 18th, and Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. nightly in the main sanctuary of Bethel Deliverance International Church. It is Bishop Lambert's heart for every believer to understand the principles of God, develop a renewed mind, and strive to achieve an abundant life in Christ. Plan now to be a part of these three nights of interactive discussions that will enlighten believers as we prepare to develop and move to the other side of growth in our life with Christ. We look forward to seeing you Wednesday, July 17th through Friday, July 19th at 7 p.m. nightly. Call 215-885-2585 for more information. Join Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian M. Weatherspoon as they present another in-depth study of ministry training at the next Making of a Minister session on Saturday, July 27th at 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come prepared to delve into biblical exegesis and learn how to craft your sermon. These sessions are free, but you must register to attend. Call 215-885-2585 to register today. That's 215-885-2585. For more information, visit www.betheldeliverance.org. Don't miss these empowering sessions that will equip you with the proper tools for preaching and teaching the Word of God. We look forward to seeing you at the next Making of a Minister session, Saturday, July 27th, at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Iron sharpens iron.
The Climbing Higher radio broadcast features dynamic teaching brought to you by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and the media ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church. Through this outreach, believers are empowered to walk in daily victory. Non-believers are enlightened to seek a relationship with the Lord. Families are strengthened through teachings that examine dynamics of their relationships. And overall, the Lord is being lifted up through the airwaves around the globe. We invite you to partner with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church as we seek to impact our culture with the unadulterated Word of God and the power of our living Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God changes lives, and in these last days, we need to reach as many souls as possible with the message of truth. Jesus saves. He not only came to save our souls from eternal damnation, but He came to give us abundant life while here on this earth. You can help us reach the world with this message. Simply go to the BethelDeliverance.org media tab and scroll down to the Bethel Media Outreach Partnership link to safely give online with a one-time gift, or you can set up recurring payments for monthly donations. It's safe, quick, easy, and impactful. For more information or to speak with a representative, call 215-885-2585, extension 409. We thank you for standing with us as we continue to further the kingdom of God.